The fourth phase is a stabilization or stability phase. It starts around year 5 and can last anywhere between 2 to 7 years. In this phase, sales remain constant, the main objective of the companies have been reached, the management has become stable, and the main focus of the company is centered around brand awareness and customer loyalty. Only a few that's successful enough to make it through the momentum phase survive very long in the stability phase. Most start to decline. That's when they become, and the decline process typically take place when a company has become comfortable where they are. They become comfortable, if you will, if they're sitting on the top of the mountain, and stop doing the things that got them to the top of the mountain, and not keeping being aware of what the customer trends are doing and how their market may have been shifting into a different direction, and they're still constantly doing what they've been constantly doing. And as I mentioned earlier, if you remember at the beginning of the lectures, when I talked about some of the pros and cons of being in the business owner mentality, where they're kind of sometimes get very difficult to shift their direction or to change. So what happens is when they don't do that, they maintain that stability phase for a little bit, and then what actually happens is they start to decline because the customer interest in what they their product or service starts to be shifted towards more either technology or more efficiencies and things like that that caters more to what their demands are now. Because remember, your customer base is a living, breathing, ever-changing entity that you're constantly have to keep aware of to make sure that their needs and what you provide match each other, because otherwise they will go someplace else. One of the reasons why many never survive or make it to the stability phase, because many entrepreneurs never think past the point of getting their company to go viral. In other words, once they get that massive expansion or a massive growth, they haven't thought to the next level, the next step, the next process, the next goal, the next objective. They're focused and concentrated on just getting there and getting to the market and becoming or capturing a large market share. But once that happened, unfortunately, they haven't thought past that point and how they have to change and their business has to change in order to maintain and grow from that point forward. This same type of thinking happened with young athletes when they're preparing in college or high school and wanting to go professional. All their energies and effort is focused on that one goal of becoming a professional athlete. And once they reach that goal of professional athleticism and they're recruited by a professional team, they start making all this revenue, making all this money. And then once that happened, they never thought past that. And unfortunately, when their career is over, and for some cases that career is very short depending on the field that or sport they happen to participate in, what happens is they typically end up being broke and destitute because they hadn't thought past the objective of, once I go pro, now what? Because remember, the successful entrepreneur always have the next goal, the next objective in mind. They're thinking not only just one step ahead, but 2-3 steps ahead. Because business, for those of you who are familiar with playing chess, you're always thinking multiple steps ahead, not just the one objective of the one thing that's in front of you. Because if you're only thinking just the next step, you will lose every time in playing chess. And if that's the way you think, I would love to play with you. So as a result, make sure that you're thinking not only just the next move, but the next 2, 3, 4 steps ahead. So what if this happens, and how are we able to prepare to become successful? Because again, success has the ability, adaptability goes hand in hand with success. Now, the other thing that takes place during this stability phase is where the law of increasing returns takes place. And which means by that is that the company's focus is on efficiencies and things like that. So as a result, as the transactions takes place, the company's overhead fixed costs remain stable. And so the company's focus is more so on increasing efficiencies in certain areas. So as a result, for every transaction, the profit margin increases. This allows the business owner or entrepreneur, if you will, to be able to step away from the business and the business continue to prosper and to grow. Because of the profitability, they're able to hire in proficient management staff, and put technologies in place so that they are able to keep abreast of what's going on with their business, even though they physically may not be there. That's the last of the four phases of business.